Low-income Alaskans can look for a little more help paying for their fuel under a bill that passed the state Senate today. The measure adds an additional $9 million to the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, effective as soon as the House passes it and Governor Sarah Palin signs it. Democrat Donnie Olson of Nome said the measure was first put together to address the needs of rural Alaska, but it was expanded to help people all across the state, and he says they still need it.
This winter has been an unusually cold winter, and because of that, it has devastated many of the savings that those people out there, those people that I represent that are out there just trying to make it through the winter. Sure, here in Juneau, it may be a lot warmer. The days are getting longer, but in the higher latitudes, it's still cold.
A family of four has to earn less than $59,750 a year to participate, and Finance Co-Chair Bert Stedman said the special appropriation was important to people who faced unusual conditions this past year.
When we look backwards here into last summer, when we had the fuel shipments into Western Alaska, and shortly thereafter the oil price came down and the ice moved in, and it put Western Alaska in a very peculiar position, where they were locked in to these high fuel prices, and then we went into a cold winter.
The bill passed with no opposition and will next be up for consideration in the House.